Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week marks what would have been the 100th birthday of the great Lena Horne. Horne was a singer, nightclub performer, actor, and activist who broke down color barriers in the entertainment industry in the early 20th century. Her singing career began at the Cotton Club when she was just a teenager, and she introduced some of the biggest jazz standards by composers like Harold Arlen and Billy Strayhorn. This hour, we'll learn more about Lena Horne's life and career and feature some of her best recordings along the way. It's the Lena Horne Centennial, coming up next on Afterglow.
So why sit and cry? Blues, blues, blues.
Lena Horne live in 1957 with a medley of the Duke Ellington songs Mood Indigo and I'm Beginning to See the Light. That's from the 1957 album Lena Horne at the Waldorf Astoria, recorded for RCA Records. The album was such a big hit that it became RCA's biggest selling album by a female vocalist. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're celebrating the life and career of singer Lena Horne, an entertainer who helped break down racial barriers in the 20th century. Lena Horne was born into an upper-middle-class black family in Brooklyn, New York on June 30, 1917. When she was young, her mother moved her into the South and deep into poverty. At age 16, she had moved back to New York and began singing at Harlem's famed Cotton Club. It was at the Cotton Club that she was first introduced to the music of Harold Arlen, a composer whose songs would help define her career. In 1936, she began to sing with Noble Sissles Orchestra, a high-society African-American touring band. It was there that she began to hone her craft, not so much as a jazz singer, but as an all-around entertainer. Her fame began to grow as an excellent singer and a knockout beauty. Within 5 years, she had earned more mainstream success, performing at the Cafe Society nightclub, the radio program The Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, and recording with bandleaders Charlie Barnett and Artie Shaw, and earning her first hit records. Let's hear a few of Horne's early recordings now, one with Charlie Barnett and one with Artie Shaw. First, here's Lena Horne with Charlie Barnett and his orchestra in 1941 with You're My Thrill on Afterglow.
Something to me, you send chills right through me when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill, you're my thrill. How my pulse increases, why just fly to pieces when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. Nothing seems to matter. On a silver platter, where's my will? Tell me why this strange desire that keeps mounting higher. When I look at you, I can't keep still, 'cause you thank you. look at you, I can't keep still, 'cause you my
Lena Horne at age 23 with Artie Shaw and his orchestra performing Love Me a Little Little. Before that, we heard Horne a few months earlier with Charlie Barnett and his orchestra performing You're My Thrill. The following year of Lena Horne's life would define her career. Her nightclub appearances got her noticed by people out in Hollywood, which led to two big breaks. The first was a chance to record six songs with RCA out in Hollywood, including her signature song, Stormy Weather. The second was a film deal with MGM. With the help of Walter White, the head of the NAACP, Horne managed to negotiate a contract with MGM that was on par with white actresses at the time, something completely unheard of for an African-American actress. In 1942, she was featured in the MGM film Panama Hattie. Her role was one of the first roles for an African-American in a major studio feature that was not based on a demeaning stereotype. It was a watershed moment in civil rights in the entertainment industry. This would later lead to other roles in films like Stormy Weather and Ziegfeld Follies, turning Lena Horne into a civil rights icon. Here now is Lena Horne with her 1942 hit recording of Stormy Weather on Afterglow.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather, my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather, just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I had. This pittering, pattering, beating and spattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
Lena Horne in 1942 performing what would soon become her signature tune, Stormy Weather, by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. Lena Horne would soon become associated with the music of Harold Arlen. Arlen, of course, wrote Stormy Weather, a song that Horne would sing in the MGM film musical Stormy Weather, but he also wrote several more songs for Lena Horne. Harold Arlen first met Lena Horne way back in the 1930s. He was one of the composers working in the Cotton Club, where Horne got her start. Lena Horne's first big break at the Cotton Club came when she was 16 years old, performing Harold Arlen's brand new song, As Long As I Live.
Baby, I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby.
Horne and Arlen's paths crossed many more times, and she would go on to record definitive versions of many of his tunes. Here now are three Harold Arlen tunes, beginning with one that Lena Horne would turn into a top 40 hit in 1945. Lena Horne with One for My Baby and One More for the Road on Afterglow.
It's quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode.
Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I've got the routine, so put another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I hope they make the music.
I got a
It must be love, what you choose. I got a right to sing the
Arlen songs sung by Lena Horne. First, we heard the Arlen and Mercer song One for My Baby and One More for the Road, a hit for Horne in 1945. Before that, we heard Lena Horne a few years earlier with I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues, and just now the song Any Place I Hang My Hat is Home, a recording from 1957. Arlen wrote the song Any Place I Hang My Hat is Home, as well as another hit song, Come Rain or Come Shine, specifically for Lena Horne. They were both part of his 1945 Broadway musical St. Louis Woman, and Arlen was eager to get MGM's newest star on board for the musical. However, Lena Horne was opposed to the depiction of the black characters in the show as gamblers and prostitutes, so she declined to star in the Broadway musical. She would go on to record both of those Arlen songs years later. Those weren't the only songs that Arlen wrote for Horne. In 1945, Horne starred in the all-black MGM musical and morality play Cabin in the Sky. Arlen and Yip Harburg added new songs to the show, including the song Ain't It the Truth for Lena Horne. In the film, Horne sang the song while sitting in a bubble bath. The scene was considered too risque by the censors, and it was cut from the film. In 1957, Ain't It the Truth was revived for the new Broadway musical Jamaica, starring Lena Horne and Ricardo Montalban. Horne was nominated for a Tony for her performance, becoming the first African-American woman to achieve such recognition. Here's Lena Horne in 1957 with the Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg tune, Ain't It the Truth, on Afterglow.
Life is short, short, brother. Ain't it the truth? And there is no other. Ain't it the truth? You got to rock that rainbow while you still got your youth. Ain't it the solid truth? Was a guy named Adam. Ain't it the truth? Said now, look here, madam. Ain't it the truth? You got to bite that apple while you still got your tooth. Ain't it the mellow truth? Lord gave us wine and gin to drown our troubles in. What's all this talk of sin? Rise and shine and fall in line. Get that new religion. Ain't it the truth? For you is dead pigeon. Ain't it the truth? 'Cause when you laid horizontal in that telephone booth, there'll be no breathing spell. It's only natural. Ain't it the gospel truth? Life is short, short, brother. Ain't it the truth? And there is no other. Ain't it the truth? So if you don't love living, then you're slightly uncouth. Ain't it the dignified truth? Said that gal to Barry. Ain't it the truth? Love is cash and carry. Ain't it the truth? You got to shake it down or mix it up with vermouth. Ooh, ain't it the visible, visible truth? Life is a rippling brook. Man is a fish to cook. You got to bait your hook. Rise and shine and cast your line. You got to get your possum. Ain't it the truth? While you're still in blossom, ain't it the truth that went for Delilah, Cleopatra, and Ruth? Them babes did mighty swell. They rang that Jezebel. Ain't it the gospel truth? It's the truth, the truth. It's the solid, mellow truth.
Lena Horne in 1957 with Harold Arlen's Ain't It the Truth. We'll hear more from Lena Horne in honor of her centennial after a short break. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street, online at iheartsoma.com, and Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at the career of Lena Horne this hour in honor of the singer's centennial. Lena Horne's music never really fell into the category of jazz, but she wasn't really a pop singer either. She was first and foremost a nightclub performer, a class of entertainer that doesn't really exist anymore. Her performances were legendary. She performed at many of the most notable nightclubs, including the Sands in Las Vegas and the Coconut Grove in L.A. Her 1957 engagement at the Waldorf Astoria in New York became one of the biggest selling albums for RCA Records. In 1981, Lena Horne took her nightclub performances and transformed them into a one-woman show on Broadway. The Lady and Her Music, as it was called, had Lena telling personal stories and performing some of her biggest hits for over 300 performances on Broadway. The show earned her a Tony Award, a Drama Desk Award, and a Grammy Award. The show opened with another one of her signature tunes, the vibrant Cole Porter tune, From This Moment On. Here's Lena Horne in 1956 with a studio recording of Cole Porter's From This Moment on Afterglow.
From this moment on, you for me, dear, only 2 foot tea, dear. From this moment on, from this lucky day, no only hoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, for you've got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, dear, we'll be from this moment on. You've got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, you've got the sweet lips to kiss me and kiss me and kiss me and kiss me, and from this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on.
Lena Horne and From This Moment On, a song which would become one of her concert openers. Lena Horne had close friendships with many important composers, but none was as close as her friendship with Billy Strayhorn, Duke Ellington's right-hand man. It was never a romantic relationship. Strayhorn was an openly gay man, but it was very personal to both parties. Horne called Strayhorn, quote, her only real friend. Strayhorn wrote songs for Lena Horne, and once when he was mugged on the street, the only thing he cared about protecting was a ring that he received from Lena Horne as a gift. In 1955, Billy Strayhorn wrote a love song for Lena Horne called You're the One, a charming tune that captures their mutual admiration for each other. Here's Lena Horne in 1955 with Billy Strayhorn's song You're the One on Afterglow.
Painters have tried to capture you on canvas, fools. Poets have tried to sum you up in a word. Why can't they reach a conclusion? Their confusion is absurd. You're the one out of many could make me believe that there's anyone who could ever receive my love and devotion. I've a notion your life's reward. You're the boy that I dream of, and your face is the start of my scheme of things. Not to love you, my sweet, would be my undoing. Drive me to ruin and wreck. I've watched you from afar, and I've made up my mind. You're my permanent star, and your bright light has got me blind. I'm just one out of many who can hope Lady Luck will be kind to me. I'm a dog, maybe so, but let me take you, let me make you mine. I've watched you from afar, and I've made up my mind. Just one out of many who can hope Lady Luck will be kind to me. I'm a dub, maybe so, but let me take you, let me. Does it matter if we're rich or we're poor? Fortune and fame, they never endure. Love is the thing. Love is the thing. What good is money if your heart isn't light? Here in your arms, I'm wealthy tonight, while youth has its fling. Love is the thing. While others fight for power, we can stroll among the flowers, knowing that the best thing in life is a thing that's free, love for you and me. And even though our castles crumble and fall, we'll have the right to laugh at it all, for love is still king. Love is the thing. While everybody fights for power, we can stroll among the flowers, knowing that the best thing in life is a thing that's free, love for you and me. Though our castles crumble and fall, we'll have the right to laugh at it all, for love is still king.
Lena Horne with the Victor Young tune Love is the Thing from 1955. Horne's friend Billy Strayhorn was the featured pianist in that recording. Before that, we heard Horne that same year with You're the One, a tune written for her by Billy Strayhorn. Lena Horne continued to perform and record in the decades after her award-winning Broadway musical, The Lady and Her Music. In 1994, she made another live album called An Evening with Lena Horne. She was nearly 80 years old when it was released, but she still looked barely 50, and also sounded much younger on the album. An Evening with Lena Horne would be the singer's final live album, but it would earn her a Grammy Award for Best Vocal Jazz Album, beating out stars of several younger generations, including Abby Lincoln, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Diane Reeves, and Kurt Elling. Here now is a track from that album and another tune that her friend Billy Strayhorn wrote specifically for her to sing. Lena Horne live in 1994 with Maybe on Afterglow.
Love is a shoestring. Any way you tie it may become undone. Life is a new thing. Every day something lost, something won. Maybe I'll see him again. Maybe the moon will be that big and bright again. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, on the other hand, maybe not. Maybe he'll be there again. Maybe the tune will be that sweet light again. Maybe. Maybe not. The fire may get that hot with me on the spot once more, like a hand over bed. The time could forget that right, and I just might feel like I did. Maybe I'll touch him again. My foolish heart may say we should clutch, but then that's just maybe. Maybe it's a long, long time. But my heart is such a dancer, I can never really be sure. And maybe I'll touch him again. My crazy heart may say we should clutch, but then that's just maybe. That's just maybe, maybe. That's just maybe. Maybe is a long, long time.
Lena Horne live in 1994 from her Grammy Award-winning album An Evening with Lena Horne. That was the Billy Strayhorn tune Maybe, a song that he wrote for her to perform. Lena Horne passed away in 2010 at age 92. In her career, she had helped pave the way for other Black artists, especially actors, by holding herself to a higher standard and demanding more respect from the studios. Horne remained deeply involved in the civil rights movement throughout the 40s, 50s, and 60s, even sacrificing her own film career for the cause of equality. Lena Horne's final recording sessions came in the late 1990s for the Blue Note album Being Myself. At this time, she said of herself, quote, "My identity is very clear to me now. I am a Black woman. I don't have to be an imitation of a white woman that Hollywood sort of hoped I'd become. I'm me, and I'm like nobody else," unquote. I'll close off this hour by coming full circle. In this final recording session, Horne performed the Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler song As Long As I Live. This song was written in 1934 while Arlen, Kohler, and a 16-year-old Lena Horne were all working in New York City's Cotton Club. It was first performed by singer Avon Long, and it was his idea to bring the unknown Lena Horne on stage to sing eight bars of the song. This was her first time in the spotlight, but it caught the eye of Harold Arlen, as well as newspaper columnists Walter Winchell and later Ed Sullivan. As Long As I Live was the song that made Lena Horne pursue a career in entertainment. Here's Lena Horne, over 60 years after that first performance, with As Long As I Live on Afterglow.
Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want to as long as I live. I never cared, now I'm scared, I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day. See the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Thank you. never do. Maybe I can't live to love you long as I want to, long as I promise you, baby, baby. I'm gonna love you, honey, long as you live and I live.
Lena Horne in 1997 with the Harold Arlen tune, As Long As I Live. And thanks for tuning in to this Lena Horne Centennial Celebration on Afterglow. Part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street, online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.